This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you get your day started, there's nothing better than to open your Bible and say to God, God, would you speak to me about my life through your word? And then start reading with your heart open to God. When you do that, God will take his word, he'll sow seeds of truth in your life, and as you go through your day and you keep turning those things over in your mind, God will be at work in your heart and life, changing the way you approach life so that you approach it from a more godly viewpoint. That's something you can't do for yourself, only God can do it for you. It doesn't come from just reading the Bible. You have to have your heart open to God. But when you put those things together, an open heart and your open Bible, God will transform your life. We're looking this week at the little book of the prophet Haggai in the Old Testament. God has challenged the people of Israel as they're rebuilding Jerusalem that they're ignoring the rebuilding of his house, the temple, the symbol of his presence with them, his blessing on their lives, their covenant relationship with him. They've ignored it. And he says, don't you see I'm frustrating your life? No matter how much food you try and get, you've never got enough. You're still hungry. You haven't got enough to drink. Your clothes you put on, but you're still cold all the time. I'm the one frustrating your life because you haven't got your priorities right. I'm trying to draw you back to what's really important. It says in verse 12 of Haggai chapter 1, then Zerubbabel, that's the leader of the Israelites, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people showed reverence for the Lord. Then Haggai, who was the messenger of the Lord, spoke by the commission of the Lord, that is, God told him to speak, spoke to the people, saying, I am with you, declares the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month in the second year of Darius the king. This is awesome. God comes to the people. He challenges them. And what does it say? They obeyed the voice of the Lord their God. Now, so often when you read the Bible, it's the story of people who didn't obey God, who didn't listen when God spoke to them, and God had to come and judge them or discipline them or get their attention. Well, these people have been ignoring God, but when God sends his messenger, they get the message and they say, yes, God, I want to put you first in my life. I can see my priorities have been wrong, and I want to make them right. I want to honor you. I want to build your temple and not just build my own house. And so they get busy and they get to work, and you see God's immediate message, I am with you, declares the Lord. There is nothing more fulfilling, more peace-bringing to your life than knowing in your heart of hearts, God is with you. God is on your side. God is supporting you. God is committed to providing your needs. God has said he's been frustrating all of their efforts. Now he says, I'm going to be blessing you. And as they get busy doing what he's called them to do, it says the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel and the spirit of Joshua and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and worked on rebuilding the temple. Well, God will stir up your spirit if you will take that step of saying, yes, Lord, and put him first in your life. He will then stir up your spirit and move you along that path of obedience. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.